I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
See Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app.
In this world, there's one man who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say?
Easy for you to say they will love you.
It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos. And this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk. It's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
It's a great day to be alive on Westwood One Sports. Welcome in. That man is Nick Kostos. I am not Nick Kostos. Nick is off today. I am Chris Mack, in for Nick today on You Better You Bet, right here on Westwood One Sports. We are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. And we are with you for the next few hours, talking everything that's going on in the world of sports, including Jason Tatum's triumphant return to the floor for the Celtics tonight. The NFL nonsense has started already with free agency still 3 days away. Sorry, officially 5 days away. It's a legal tampering period. Get it right, mister. Right around the corner on Monday. Ohtani doing Ohtani things in the World Baseball Classic. And oh, by the way, tickets are getting punched to the dance. So plenty of college hoops to talk about today as well. Welcome in, friends, to You Better You Bet. Again, Chris Mack in for Nick Kostos today on Westwood One Sports. Always with you inside the Westwood One Sports app. Download it today and take us with you wherever you're going, whatever you're doing. Also, on Sirius XM channel 375. You want to be a part of the conversation at any point today. You are always welcome to do that. We invite you in. Come on, it's a Friday. Don't pretend like you're doing stuff at work anyway. Be a part of the conversation. 310-840-4910. 310-840-4910 to get a hold of us here at Westwood One Sports. And of course, you can always watch You Better You Bet on YouTube as well. Still up and running, even with Nick off. Go to youtube.com/@TheKostos, TheKostos, youtube.com/@TheKostos. We'll be in the chat going back and forth with you guys for the next 3 hours. Ross Tucker is going to join us today. I love Ross. What a fantastic human being. Obviously does games for Westwood One and CBS, Odyssey NFL Insider, the Ross Tucker Pod. If there's anybody we want to talk to about what's going on with the game of musical chairs being played this NFL offseason, it is Ross Tucker. He will join us in just a little more than 30 minutes. I mentioned tickets getting punched to the dance. One of the deans of college basketball coverage in this country, Mike DeCourcy of the Sporting News, Big Ten Network, and Fox Sports, will join us right around 10:35 Eastern. And of course, it's a Friday, which means we got to talk hoops with our guy, Nick Friedel. A Friedel Friday here on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports. He'll join us in the third and final hour to talk about that aforementioned return of Jason Tatum tonight for the Celtics at home against maybe Cooper Flagg playing the second half of a back-to-back and the visiting Dallas Mavericks. We'll get into all of it with the five biggest stories of the day right off the top. We call it the high five.
Five.
Third down, Leonard is going to unleash a long one. Alec Pierce is there for the touchdown.
Ian Eagle on the call on CBS. That was week 18 against the Texans. Yes, that was Riley Leonard throwing that ball when he finally got some action late in the year. To Alec Pierce, the crown jewel of this year's receiving class in free agency. And look, I don't want this to be a drag Alec Pierce moment. That's not what I'm here to do. Alec Pierce is going to sign somewhere, but he's probably going to get paid more than he's worth, okay? I'm just being honest. That's the way it goes when the cap jumps exponentially every year and there's a dearth of talent at a certain position. Some guys are going to get more money than they're worth, even if they're a young up-and-coming deep threat like Alec Pierce. So let me be clear. I'm not trying to get between a man and his money. Alec Pierce, go get paid, my man. Maybe even my Steelers would entertain the idea. Maybe Pierce and Metcalf. Go get yourself a Jordan Tyson in the draft, maybe. Okay. But this isn't about the Steelers. This is about the wide receiver class. It's not even about Alec Pierce specifically. It's about that wide receiver class in free agency. And when people ask why Alec Pierce is getting as much money as he's going to get, probably at some point on Monday, officially on Wednesday, I'm going to just gesture vaguely in the direction of the rest of this free agent class. It's not Saks Fifth Avenue we're shopping at here in this wide receiver class. And again, this is not to drag anybody out there or take shots. It's just reality. This isn't Saks. This is more like Walmart at 4 a.m. on Black Friday. Wait until they open the doors, trample a few people to get to the doorbuster deal on a $98 85-inch HD TV, or just go back to bed and find something cheap on Amazon. That's what this wide receiver class is in free agency. Otherwise, the Bills wouldn't be giving up second-round picks for DJ Moore. We'll get into that in a little more detail in a couple minutes, but look at it. Alec Pierce, okay. Juwan Jennings, Rashid Shaheed. If you're not watching on YouTube, you probably can't hear it, but I'm doing that thing where my face kind of curls up. My mouth curls up at the ends like, it's not bad. It'll do. It's a very De Niro face. Like, you insulted them just a little bit. 32-year-old Mike Evans, the ghost of Stephon Diggs, a duct tape together Tyreek Hill, a bubble wrap Debo Samuel, Wandale Robinson. No hate, Wandale. You did nice things with Malik Nabers out, given what you were working with. I mean, I'm just naming guys here, but you get my point. Nothing about the group of receivers available in this year's free agent market is going to floor you. So if you want to make a serious splash, you may have to wait for the draft. And look, there may be half a dozen first-round talents at wide receiver in this year's draft. So that could be the place where you can make your splash. Or I guess you just resign yourself to overpaying on the trade market. No one's looking at you, Brandon Bean, I promise. We're not looking at you. Maybe a little bit of a side eye. Overpaying on the trade market. More on the DJ Moore deal in just a couple minutes. But next.
Four. They like to go to Jennings sometimes on third down as he fires down the field. And that was intended for Debo. McDuffie, again, McDuffie's made some fine plays in that secondary.
Yeah, he's the first team All-Pro, and we're trying to throw at him consistently.
Jim Nance and Tony Romo a couple years ago, that was Super Bowl 58. Trent McDuffie breaking up a pass against the Niners. Look, I'm not going to be the guy to question Brett Veach and the Chiefs on knowing when exactly to pull the ripcord on a corner. The top of the line corner at that, because they've got a track record of knowing exactly when to move on from guys like this. They do. From Steven Nelson to Charvarius Ward to Legarius Sneed to Marcus Peters. They've done this multiple times over and with a pretty decent deal of success, I think we could say. But this feels different. I have a friend who always says that. It's actually the wife of a friend of mine who always wants to say, well, this feels like this is different with the Chiefs. Between the aging of Travis Kelce and the will he won't he discussion surrounding his decision to play in 2026 or not, the ACL recovery that may keep Patrick Mahomes on the shelf or at the very least limited to start the season, this feels like a team in transition. You don't sell off an all-pro corner for draft picks if you think you're a true Super Bowl contender. I'm sorry, you don't. And make no mistake, that's exactly what Brett Veach and the Kansas City Chiefs did by moving Trent McDuffie for a handful of high-end picks. It's okay to admit it. It's okay to just sit in it, okay? Embrace it for just a moment. It may be uncomfortable, Chiefs fans. It may not be a full-on rebuild. You don't have to use that word. We won't use that word. That's a trigger word for you. I know. Nobody say the word rebuild anywhere within 150 miles of Kansas City or a Chiefs fan, okay? We won't use the word rebuild. But it's okay to acknowledge that it's a retool. Otherwise, you wouldn't be trading Trent McDuffie for draft picks. You wouldn't. You said the quiet part out loud, Brett. And that's okay. Embrace it. Sit in it. Be with it. You're not contenders this year. It's okay. Next.
Three.
Jaylen Brown back in. Lost the ball. Ananobi all by himself throws it down. And Tatum is hurt. Tatum is down. He wants a timeout. Tatum in so much pain. 42 points for Tatum tonight. But right now in a great deal of pain.
Mike Breen on the call, game four of the Eastern Conference semis last year at the Garden on ESPN. Sorry, speaking of trigger warnings, Boston fans, I should have provided the old trigger warning there. My bad. That was just a little less than 10 months ago, though. Jason Tatum's Achilles rupture on the floor at the Garden in New York. And he returns tonight against Dallas earlier than anybody expected, I think. The timeline got better and better and better as he rehabbed from this injury. And it may be just what Boston needs to go from one of those three or four teams we've been consistently talking about who has a legit chance to win the Eastern Conference to becoming the clear-cut favorite. But all of that somewhat belies what the Celtics have done to this point without Tatum. It's been damned impressive. I'm sorry, nobody outside of Boston likes to wax poetic about a Boston sports team. I get that. But it's been damned impressive what the Celtics have done to this point without Tatum. Jaylen Brown, MVP caliber a lot of nights. Derek White, he's put on his cape when necessary. Names like Peyton Pritchard and Hugo Gonzalez have stepped up to round out what's been a sneakily scrappy team in Boston with Tatum out. And now, here they find themselves, solid possession of a top four seed, just 4.5 back of Detroit at the top of the Eastern Conference with 20 games left, about to add one of the more dynamic shooters in the NBA to the lineup. It's almost unfair. If you're in Detroit or New York or Cleveland, you kind of throw your hands up and say, oh, man, really? But there's something to consider upon Tatum's return tonight. And not just tonight, but down the stretch, throughout the rest of the regular season and into the playoffs. And I don't know if it provides the rubber stamp of sending the Celtics to the finals that some Boston sports fans would presume. We'll get into it in a little more detail in about 10 or 15 minutes here, and I'll tell you exactly what I'm talking about. Next.
Two.
Williams throwing, and it's caught for the touchdown by DJ Moore.
Al Michaels on Amazon Prime. That was the catch against the Packers at Soldier Field. You can't dispute that DJ Moore was an invaluable piece of the Bears' run this past season. He came up with the biggest catches in the biggest moments down the stretch. And Caleb Williams found him like a heat-seeking missile every time he needed to make something happen. And Josh Allen, he's in desperate need of someone like that in Buffalo. But you also can't dispute that during the regular season, DJ Moore slowly started to fade to the background as Rome Odunze and Luther Burden grew into larger roles. Again, that's okay to say. He had essentially half as many catches in 2025 as he did in 2024. He's only 28, but here's my question about DJ Moore. Is he still ascending, Or was that the best we're ever going to get out of DJ Moore? Is DJ Moore a wide receiver one? Because in Buffalo, he's going to have to be. Otherwise, the Bills wouldn't have relinquished a second-round pick for him, as they did yesterday. Given the dynamics in Buffalo, who knows how this came together? It could have been a Terry Pegula fever dream turned into reality. It could have been an emboldened Brandon Bean trying to prove himself to old man Pegula. But this seems like a wild market inefficiency. One team, desperate for impact at the receiver position, finds itself in a conversation with a team that has a surplus and ends up giving away more than actually makes sense. DJ Moore as a strong number two to a legit elite wide receiver one would have made a ton of sense somewhere. But this is not that. This is Buffalo pinning its hopes for a legit receiving core on a guy who had some spectacularly huge catches down the stretch last season, but not a proven rising commodity. Once again, the lack of true elite wide receivers in this year's market made itself apparent, and rather than capitalizing on the young talent available in the draft, which there's plenty of, as we mentioned, they jumped on the first thing they saw because they are as all in on now as they've ever been in Buffalo. Rightfully so. They just blew a golden path to the Super Bowl. But the pressure is getting really real in Buffalo. And giving up a second round pick for DJ Moore is proof positive of that. Next.
1-10
here, though. Bills rush 4. Hurts steps away from trouble. Not out of the woods yet. Throws on the run, and it is DJ Brown in traffic and a first down.
Kevin Burkhardt and Tom Brady on Fox. Big third down conversion catch by A.J. Brown on the sidelines against the Bills up in Buffalo in December. Howie Roseman has to be sitting by his phone just licking his chops. Like Wile E. Coyote when he'd tie the napkin around his neck, grab the fork and knife, and think he finally had the Roadrunner caught. For the youngs that didn't sit around and watch Looney Tunes on Saturday mornings like I did. It's like that meme of the dude peeking his head out from behind the tree, rubbing his hands together. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine Howie's internal dialogue right now? The Bears got a second rounder for DJ Moore? Imagine what I can get for A.J. Brown. Tread lightly, NFL GMs, because Howie may have got you right where he wants you. Do you guys remember that song? Late 90s, like alt rock. It was a band called The Flies. It was a song, got you where I want you again. I only remember it because it was in this movie called Disturbing Behavior that Katie Holmes was in, where like the town was taken over, Invasion of the Body Snatchers style. And damn, I'm really dating myself with these references. Anyway, for a teenager of the late 90s, Katie Holmes was a stone cold fox, real girl next door vibes, and had to fight off these creepers while got you where I want you played plaintively in the background. Anyway, that's Howie Roseman. No, not sitting there staring at the Rolling Stone cover of Katie Holmes sitting on a tire swing like I did when I was in college. But sitting there looking at his phone. Lots of mixed metaphors here. Sorry, stay with me. Waiting for teams to pick apart this rickety group of receiving free agents, knowing there will be teams that don't get what they want and don't want to bet on the draft. They want their wide receiver one now, damn it. And calling up Howie with that sense of urgency, it's like walking into the grocery store after you haven't eaten all day. You're desperate and starving. And before you know it, you've eaten a can of Pringles just while walking up and down a few aisles, and you bought a couple of $20 ribeyes, even though you know you can't cook those things the way they're supposed to be cooked. Come on, man. Watching a few episodes of Kitchen Nightmares doesn't make you Gordon Ramsay. Anyway, before you know it, you've dropped three bills for a bunch of stuff you didn't really want in the first place. And you're trying to convince yourself the 30 cents off a gallon of gas you got from your Piggly Wiggly loyalty card made it all worth it. Sorry, pal. You just got. And that's what Howie Roseman is sitting out there lurking, waiting for. Beware the Howie, NFL GMs. He's got you where I want you again. I mentioned mixed metaphors. Chris Mack in for Nick Costos today on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM right here on Westwood One Sports. What do you want to talk about? The possibility of A.J. Brown moving on from Philadelphia. Mike Vrabel up in Boston going, and Howie Roseman looking back at him going, both of them fingers wiggling right outside their six shooters like they're standing in the middle of a dirt road in the Old West. Who's going to draw first? Just struck me that noise. That's not the noise that it makes when you draw a six shooter in an Old Western. No, it didn't. It's not. That's like a water pistol. Anyway, is it that? Is it the DJ Moore trade itself? Is it the return of Jason Tatum? What do you want to talk about? The bubble. Ooh, it's very bubbly with tickets being punched in college basketball. Thanks to Mark Summers in the YouTube chat. You can be there as well, youtube.com/@TheKostos. Who reminded me that the song Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison turned 30 this week. I am here to surf. Ross Tucker in about 15 minutes. But coming up next, Jason Tatum returning tonight in Boston. And the assumption is this vaults them to the front of the line in the NBA's Eastern Conference. But I'll tell you why you may want to tap the brakes in Boston. That's next here on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
Rivalry hits harder than UNC and Duke. The top-ranked Blue Devils want payback. The number 17 Tar Heels want the sweep. UNC at Duke. Tomorrow, 6:30 Eastern on Westwood One Sports and the Westwood One Sports app.
So my friends over at Pure Talk have been sending me customer feedback from ConsumerAffairs.com, where thousands of people rate and review the top wireless providers. Here, for instance, is a nice note from James in Raleigh, North Carolina, who writes, quote, "After hearing Mike Rowe's ad, we made the switch to Pure Talk, and we couldn't be happier. We went from spending $1,200 a year with T-Mobile to $420 with Pure Talk. Thanks, Mike. Switch today! Exclamation point. Pure Talk is saving James $820 a year. And because he literally wrote the words switch today in capital letters with an exclamation point, I'm going to go ahead and dedicate this commercial to him. So folks, take it from James in Raleigh, North Carolina. Pure Talk can give you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on the same 5G service the big guys are overcharging you for. Just dial #250, say Mike Rowe. You'll also save 50% off your first month. That's #250 to save an additional 50%. Thanks, James.
Clones, listen up. Not all beef jerky is the same. In fact, there are major differences in quality from one brand to the next. Old Trapper is a better way to snack. Chock full of good protein to satisfy your manliest hunger cravings. Every bite is better for you and higher in essential protein than chips, sugar-filled energy bars, and candy. Old Trapper, in the Clearview bag, is the world's finest jerky, made with only the best ingredients. So ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef?
With love I will build a wonderful thing that makes this life better for you and for me.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. To find out more,
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.